All right, let's delve into this like we're on a wild ride through the desert. We're talking about the Earth here, man, and how it's all organized and chaotic at the same damn time. It's like we're witnessing the universe's grand performance. We're just trying to make sense of the madness. So you've got this Earth, right? It's been going through some serious arrangements over the eons, getting more intricate and tangled than a politician's web of lies. And this show ain't new, my friend. It's been playing since way before humanity stumbled onto the stage. We're talking about back to the days of life's first gasp in the wild dance of evolution. It's all about this drive, this push towards greater chaos, towards more diversity and disorder. Now, most folks out there are yammering about how none of this is special because it plays by the rules of the universe like some kind of cosmic conformity. They're all hung up on the second law of thermodynamics, like it's the only tune in the symphony. But what really trips me out, man, is the sheer madness and beauty in this chaos. We've got this crazy mix of order and disorder swirling around, especially here on the Earth's surface. It's like a psychedelic painting, man, with these peaks of wild diversity and craziness. We're riding the wave of maximum heterogeneity, where chaos and order do this wild tango, creating this mind-bending mosaic of life and landscapes. So yeah, it's all following the rules, but it's the way it dances to the beat that makes it one hell of a trip, you dig? Keep riding that wave, man, because it just keeps getting weirder and wilder. This whole gig of heterogeneity is like the universe's favorite remix, always adding more layers of complexity and chaos. We're talking about a journey that started way back when life was just a spark in the cosmic darkness, and it's been ramping up ever since. Picture this vector, this locus of craziness kicking off millions of years ago when life first stirred. It's been on a relentless march towards more specificity and disorder, where life figures out how to wrangle itself with some semblance of order amid the chaos. Then come the social critters, like us, man. We start organizing atoms like they're our own personal Lego set, shaping the world around us in bizarre and brilliant ways. And then, oh boy, humans enter the scene. We're like the maestros of atom shuffling, arranging and rearranging on a whole new level. But here's the kicker, the thing that sets us apart from the rest of this cosmic carnival. Our minds, man. We've got this crazy ability for rational thought, way beyond what those critters in the bushes can muster. It's like we're playing a whole different game, using reason and logic to navigate this chaotic dance in ways that blow the mind. So yeah, it's a trip, this journey from life's humble beginnings to our crazy human antics. We're like the universe's grand experiments in organized chaos. And I gotta say, it's one hell of a show to watch from the front row. All right, buckle up, because we're diving into the nitty-gritty of information storage, man. It's like playing with ones and zeros, but you got to have a place to stash those bits. Without a bit of freedom in the physical structure of what you're dealing with, there's no room to cram in that precious info. So picture this. You've got your ones and zeros, your bits, and they need a cozy home to hang out in. This home could be a funky waveform, some jiggling molecules, or even tiny particles like photons. It's like dealing with the very small rocks that hold the secrets of the universe, man. But here's the kicker. It's not just about storing those bits, it's about how complex that storage is. It's like the difference between a simple rock and a finely crafted sculpture. The thermodynamics of atomic information tell us that a bit that can flip between zeros and ones in a thermodynamically efficient way has a kind of ordered chaos to it, a born entropy opposite to regular entropy. So in this crazy dance of information and entropy, it's not just about having the bits, it's about how intricately you can juggle them. It's like the universe playing a game of cosmic Tetris with the building blocks of reality, and we're just trying to keep up with the beat. All right, let's unravel the mystery of information and energy, man. It's like peeling back the layers of the cosmic onion, trying to understand the very fabric of reality. So, check it out. Information, just like energy, can be measured, not in volts or watts, but in joules of understanding. It's like we're quantifying the essence of knowledge itself. But here is where it gets trippy. There's this whole dance between heat and electricity, like they're cosmic partners in crime. Heat energy. It's like the slacker of the energy world hanging out in a lower realm compared to the electrifying vibes of electricity. It's easier to get things buzzing with a jolt of electricity than with a slow burn of heat. Sure, sometimes you gotta harness that heat, boil some water, and voila, you got electricity. But it's the spark of electricity that really gets the good stuff rolling, like the internal combustion engine, man. Now, let's zoom out to the big picture, to the levels of cosmic complexity that boggle the mind. We're way beyond just talking about atoms and minerals. We're diving deep into the essence of life itself. That's where old Schrodinger got all intrigued. He's like, hold up, something funky's happening here. Life seems to have this knack for thumbing its nose at the second law of thermodynamics. Not like it's a perpetual motion machine or anything, but there's this subtle defiance against the universe's chaotic tendencies. It's like life's got its own groove, its own rhythm that dances against the cosmic beat of entropy. And that, my friend, is worth taking note of in this wild symphony of existence. Alright, let's dive deep into the rabbit hole of complexity and consciousness. Man, it's like peering into the cosmic mirror and trying to make sense of the reflection staring back at us. So picture this, as you climb up the ladder of complexity in life, moving beyond the basic building blocks to plants, animals, and beyond, you enter a realm where the measurement of information goes off the charts. It's like staring at a masterpiece and realizing each brushstroke creates a universe of meaning. Now let's talk about humans and the mind-boggling complexity we've woven into the fabric of the world. Take the economy, for example. In the mundane view, it's just us arranging atoms, trading goods and services. Man, there's something more to it, something deeper. I see the economy as a measure of information we're encoding on this planet. It's like a living tapestry of knowledge and action. As we reach higher levels of complexity, it's not just about atoms dancing. It's about knowledge itself taking on a life of its own. Knowledge becomes self-aware, and we as conscious beings become aware of this intricate dance of ideas and actions. But here's a kicker. We might not fully grasp the extent of this complexity, where it's leading us. It's like we stumbled onto a cosmic party and now we're trying to figure out the rules of the game. As society evolves to higher degrees of complexity, there's this social contest unfolding, a dance of consciousness and awareness on a grand scale. So yeah, man, we're in the midst of a wild ride, navigating the realms of complexity and consciousness. We're trying to make sense of the symphony of life swirling around us. It's like we're peering through a kaleidoscope of ideas and possibilities, and who knows where it'll take us next. So picture this. Society in its grand dance of complexity is starting to wake up, man. It's like we're witnessing a collective self-awareness emerging from the chaos. But here's a real kicker, the heart of it all. What's our fundamental philosophy as individuals within this evolving society? Are we in it for own gain, even if it means stepping on others along the way? Or are we willing to be a force for good, even if it costs us personally? This question cuts deep because it's about the essence of being human. Think about it like this. Our bodies, man, they're like microcosms of society. The cells in our body don't operate for themselves. They're all about the greater good, keeping the whole system humming along. It might sound all hippie and idealistic talking about natural altruism when evolution seems to preach survival of the fittest, every cell for itself. So evolution tells us that we cooperate when it benefits us. That's how the species has survived. But here's where it gets interesting. If we dig deep and try to pinpoint that sweet spot, that locus of shared benefit, where we're not just maximizing for ourselves, but for the collective, that's where the real magic happens. All right, let's take a deep dive into the nature of self and knowledge, man. It's like unraveling a cosmic puzzle, trying to figure out where the me begins and where the we ends. So here's the mind bender. Is our sense of self contained just within our brains, within our bodies, or does it extend out into the world around us? It's like we're a blend of influence, a symphony of atoms and ideas all working together in this grand dance of existence. In this view, who we are isn't just limited to the physical boundaries of our bodies. It's like our essence ripples out into the world, affecting not just ourselves, but others as well. It's like as much a part of your brain as I am of my own, because of the way my actions and thoughts interact with the atoms around me, especially through the intricate web of human connections. Think about it like this. Everything I do, everything I touch, leaves a mark on the world, a code of knowledge etched onto the planet's surface. It's like my arm reaching out and making its mark. But even if that arm were cut off, I wouldn't cease to be me. It's this interconnected web of influence and existence that defines who we are, man, transcending the boundaries of just being an individual entity. Yeah, all right, let's peel back another layer of this cosmic onion, man. We're delving into the realm of consciousness, identity, and the echoes we leave behind in this wild dance of existence. So check it out, that arm, that physical extension of myself, it's not just a detached appendage. It's under my influence, man. It's just like a direct link to who I am, intertwined with my essence. You could strip away every part of the brain, every part of the body, and yet the person, the consciousness, remains. It's like the core of who we are transcends the physical. Now let's talk about what happens when I'm gone, when this body ceases to function. The influence I've had, the ripples of actions, reactions, they continue to echo in the world. It's like a part of me lingers on, or not, in a mystical sense, but through the tangible impact I've had on the world and the people around me. It's fascinating how this mirrors ideas of afterlife and various beliefs. Like in the Baha'i writings you mentioned, there's this notion of the cage of the self, where we mistake the locus of consciousness for our true selves, when in reality, it's just a vessel through which we interact with the world. I see myself as a knowledge I've encoded, the sum of my experiences and the impacts I've had. It's like the real essence of who I am isn't in this physical body or even in the consciousness. It's in the knowledge and understanding I've gained. And here's where things get real, man. The chaos in the world today, it stems from a lack of understanding of epistemology, of what knowledge truly is. We're living in a time where knowledge is undervalued, misunderstood, and that's at the core of so many of our challenges. It's like we're stumbling in the dark, not realizing that the light we seek lies in the pursuit and application of true knowledge. Absolutely, man, we're delving into the heart of the matter here. The way information has been commodified, turned into a product through social media and various platforms. It's like we're trying to put a price tag on knowledge itself. It's all about monetization, turning every bit of data into a potential sale. And that, my friend, is dehumanizing. We've lost touch with that deeper sense of connection, that we're all one vibe, you know? Instead, it's becoming a race to profit off every piece of information, and in that process, we're stripping away the humanity, the soul of knowledge itself. Now let's talk about epistemology, man. I resonate deeply with the perspective I learned from the Blackfoot, where knowledge isn't just a static thing, it's alive, it's dynamic. It's like knowledge has its own pulse, its own awareness of being. This raises a fascinating question. Is knowledge aware of its own existence? If we consider that knowledge is alive in and of itself, it's like we've created this intricate web of consciousness where we as individuals have the ability to arrange atoms to shape our reality through our consciousness. So yeah, consciousness, in my humble view, is simply the ability to interact with the world around us, to arrange the atoms and energies in meaningful ways. It's like we're dancing with the universe, each of us a conductor of our own symphony of consciousness and knowledge. Absolutely, man, we're like players in this grand cosmic symphony, each of us wielding the power to arrange atoms and energies in our own unique way. It's like we're part of this epic journey, starting from the primordial soup and evolving in the chaotic yet ordered world we inhabit today. This drive towards increasing heterogeneity, this dance of ordering chaos on Earth, is not just a human thing, man, it's a fundamental property of the universe itself. We're talking about a process that spans eons, from the birth of stars to the formation of galaxies, all the way down to the intricate ecosystems and civilizations we built on this little blue planet. So yeah, when we think about what we're doing to the planet, we're not just seeing it as a one-way street of destruction. We're part of this larger narrative of increasing complexity and order, a tiny blip in the cosmic timeline. You mentioned history. And it's true, man, we've come a long way from our ancestors. But at the core, we're still driven by the same impulses, the same quest for understanding and growth. It's like we're standing on the shoulders of giants, building upon the knowledge and experiences of those who came before us. So yeah, we're not just passengers in this cosmic journey. We're active participants, shaping and reshaping the world around us as we navigate this ever-changing landscape of ordering chaos. It's a wild ride, man, and we're just getting started. Absolutely, man, you're hitting on a crucial point here. We look back 100,000 years, we see that our ancestors, no slouches when it came to intelligence, sophistication, the social structure, ways of thinking, and problem-solving abilities were incredibly advanced for their time. It's like they were laying the groundwork for the complexity we see today. However, what sets us apart is the errors and challenges we faced along the way. These struggles have pushed us to new frontiers of understanding. Take psychology, for an example. It's a whole world of knowledge and insight that our ancestors never had access to. We're diving deep into the human psyche, exploring the intricacies of behavior and thought in ways that were unimaginable before. And then there's the importance of specificity. It's not just about complexity for the sake of it. It's about honing in on the details, understanding the nuances that make up the fabric of our existence. We look at the human brain, arguably the most fascinating matter on Earth. We see that even 100,000 years ago, the substrate, the raw material, was just as capable as it is today. It's just like the foundation upon which information is built has always been there, waiting for us to unlock its potential. I like to think of this foundation as the substrate, the bricks that we use to build our understanding of the world. With each generation, with each leap forward in knowledge, we're adding more specific bricks to our collective structure. It's like a never-ending journey of discovery and refinement, where the complexity and specificity of our knowledge continues to evolve as we evolve as a species. Absolutely, man, you're diving deep into the fascinating realm of human thought and the patterns that emerge from our collective intellect, our capacity for higher level thought, fueled by our ability to arrange atoms and concepts, has been a driving force behind the evolution of knowledge. We zoom out and look at the patterns across human brains, not just isolated thoughts, but the collective tapestry of ideas. We see these intricate and highly complex patterns emerge. It's like a symphony of thoughts playing out across generations, with each note contributing to the overall melody. Imagine those thinkers from centuries ago pondering the mysteries of the universe just as we do today. The beauty lies in the overlapping complexity between brains, where ideas from philosophers long gone still influence our thinking without us even realizing it. It's like we're standing on the shoulders of giants, drawing from the rich tapestry of human thought that has come before us. Now, let's talk about the specificity of these patterns. It's not about complexity alone. It's about the detailed arrangement of knowledge encoded on the planet's surface. Our brains are just as complex as they've always been, but the specificity of our understanding has reached new heights. It's like we added layer upon layer of knowledge to this macroscopic field of matter, creating a rich tapestry of ideas and concepts that transcend individuals' minds. In this field, there's not just matter, but also social concepts, gravitational waves, electromagnetic radiation, and so much more. It's a vast landscape of interconnectedness where the patterns of human thought dance alongside the rhythms of the universe itself. Exactly, man, you're hitting the nail on the head. When we talk about people, ideas, and the universe itself, it all boils down to the arrangement and rearrangement of matter. It's like this grand cosmic dance where matter and energy interact, influencing and shaping everything we know and experience. Now let's dig a bit deeper into this coordinate system of the universe. It's not just about the physical matter, it's also about the properties and characteristics of the space-time continuum in which matter exists. This includes everything from particles to the fundamental laws governing their interactions. What's fascinating is that we often try to separate the social world from the physical world, but in reality, they're intertwined. It's all part of the same grand tapestry of existence, governed by the laws of physics and mathematics. And speaking of math, the level of complexity we're dealing with now is mind-boggling. We're talking about concepts like the incompleteness theorem, which highlights the inherent limits of what can be proven within a mathematical system. It's like there's this deep truth embedded in the fabric of the universe that we can acknowledge, but not necessarily prove within the confines of our mathematical framework. But here's where it gets really interesting. All these concepts, all these classifications, they're ultimately just arrangements of matter, different ways of organizing and interpreting the information stored within the physical universe. That's why I see information as the essence of it all. Knowledge then becomes the instantiation of information through the intricate arrangement of matter. It's like the universe's way of encoding and expressing itself, with each piece of knowledge adding to the rich tapestry of understanding that defines our existence. Absolutely, man, you're delving into the heart of information theory and how knowledge is encoded within the fabric of the universe. It's like we're playing a cosmic game of encoding and decoding, with matter and energy serving as the building blocks of understanding. When we talk about arranging matter to encode information, it's akin to bits on a string or etchings on a wall. The same information can be expressed in different forms, but it all boils down to how matter is organized and manipulated. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of the space-time continuum. It's this dynamic, vibrating framework that not only contains information, but also shapes the very fabric of reality. Think of it like a symphony of vibrations and fluctuations, where every change in curvature and movement ripples through the coordinate system. Take photons, for example. These bundles of electric and magnetic fields moving at the speed of light are like messengers of influence distorting the space-time continuum as they travel. It's like they're both particles and wave, a fascinating duality that challenges our understanding of reality. And then there's the dance of electrons, repelling each other in a delicate balance of forces. It's like a cosmic game of push and pull, where every movement sets off a chain reaction of responses. So yeah, while it may hurt our brains to think about the complexities of quantum mechanics and the nature of light, it's also a testament to the incredible intricacies of the universe. It's like we're peering into the very essence of existence, where matter, energy, and information intertwine in a cosmic dance of creation and understanding. Absolutely, man, you're delving into the fundamental nature of light and the intricate dance of particles that underlies its existence. It's like peeling back the layers of reality to uncover the essence of how information is encoded and transmitted. Light, at its core, is a result of accelerating charged particles, as beautifully described by Maxwell's equations, and not just some abstract concept, it's the tangible manifestation of energy and motion. Yet so many people overlook this fundamental truth about light. When we talk about encoding information, we're essentially talking about the complexities of atoms and particles. Even at the atomic level, there's a delicate balance of forces that holds everything together. It's like tying knots in the fabric of space-time to create stable structures like protons. Now here's where it gets really intriguing. Can we quantify the amount of information that goes into creating a proton, considering both its enthalpy and entropy? It's like trying to measure the complexity of creation itself, a task that challenges our understanding of the universe. And hey, if we get it wrong, we might just be off by a factor of two. That's the beauty of exploration and discovery, right? It's like delving into the heart of existence and unraveling the mysteries of how matter, energy, and information intertwine. So to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast as we journey deeper into the cosmos of knowledge and understanding. It's a wild ride, and we're just getting started. Peace out, cosmic explorers.